News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here lineup is released with names like Colleen Rooney and Barry McGuigan set to enter the jungle. And I am joined now by Ali Ryan, founder and CEO of Goss.ie. Ali, there are some names here I do know, like Colleen Rooney and Barry McGuigan, and indeed Talisa and Dean McCullough. Yes. The rest of them I'm a bit less sure of. Is this a good lineup? Are you happy with this?
Yeah, to be honest, it is one of the strongest lineups. I think every household, there'll be a mum, a dad, a sister, a brother, a child. Everyone's going to know at least one or two people on the lineup this year, which is what they do very well. There's different ages, different categories, different careers, but it's a very strong one. Plus, there is set to be two more people to join the jungle as latecomers, and Maura Higgins is set to be one of those latecomers. So I think she's really going to shake
sure
it up.
Are we sure of this? Because I saw loads of stuff online going, where's Maura? Where's Maura? So she is coming.
She is definitely coming very late. So she's still in the UK at the moment. She was photographed last night with her new love, Pete Wicks, another reality star. But she's just trying to throw people off the scent. She's definitely going to be coming in as a latecomer. Last year, they actually did that as well. They had Tony Bellew and Frankie Dettori come in quite late. So Maura is set to go in. And she actually is replacing Tommy Fury. Tommy Fury was originally set to go in. He was signed up, all good to go. When he last minute dropped out, they said, okay, we have a place now for someone who was on Love Island. And Maura was there. And to be honest, what I love about this year is the female characters. It's definitely going to be a queen of the jungle this year. Like, I think Colleen is going to steal people's hearts at home. Talisa as well. I think she's going to have an amazing fan base at home, because it's all about, and you know this as well, when you go in, it's all the people with the tough exterior that end up kind of being quite soft, and they get put through all these trials and everyone feels sorry for them. And with Colleen as well, she has like the men and the women at home, I think, really supporting her too because of Wayne. So I think it's going to be a woman.
Format, Ali, it's kind of holding up, isn't it? Insofar as the people do like the trials, the bush tucker things, all the swallowing, you know, what I don't even want to say, kangaroos.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
But also the deprivation, you know, when they do get very sad and tired and mopey and starving and stuff. So it's kind of holding up better than some of the other formats.
Yeah, it's interesting because from our point of view on the site, like, Love Island is always massive. But last year, I'm a Celebrity got really, really big in terms of people wanting to know what was going on, reading the content. Big Brother obviously had a big comeback, and I think that has died a death. Whereas I'm a Celebrity, everyone is still tuning in. I don't know, is it that we love seeing stars that we know being a bit deprivated and being thrown off buildings and eating creepy, weird things? But it is holding up. I personally think it's because at the end of it, there's heart in the show. Last year when Sam Thompson won, he was very annoying and he was very like OTT in there, but the reason he won was because he was a genuine fan of the show. He genuinely loved the experience. So most softies are the ones that win in the end. Yeah, so that's why
absolutely.
I like it.
And I actually think it's the time of year too. It's a bit dark, it's a bit cold, it's a bit miserable. People want to be in front of the telly. Look, thank you so much for that this morning. That is Ali Ryan there, CEO and founder of Goss.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.